Hey, this is Cheryl, and you're listening to the Cheryl Boggs Show, Resting in His Word. I'm so glad you've joined me. I'd love to hear from you during these next 2 hours, so feel free to call me at 214-556-6239. Again, that number is 214-556-6239. And I just happen to have Dan Hayes on the line with me today. You just heard his powerful segment about the miracle-working power of the Lord. Hey, Dan.
Hi, Cheryl.
How you doing?
We're doing just fantastic today.
Glad to hear it. How was your 4th of July?
Oh, we had a great time. I just love fireworks, and our son does, too. He's really getting into that kind of thing. And we just had a real good time with the family and some friends. It was incredible.
That's always good to hear. Hey, I love that segment that you just shared. Tell us a little bit more about what happened at that McDonald's.
That was truly amazing. My roommate at that time and myself were constantly praying for people. We were getting a hold of the power of God, and it just seemed like miracles were flowing, and they were coming easy, too. And the more that we saw God do something, the more we wanted to see God do something else, you know, and we were just looking for opportunities to pray for people so that we could see God manifest in their situation. And boy, what an exciting thing to do. And anyway, getting back to this thing that happened at McDonald's, this lady really had a badly curved spine, and it was a deal where the doctor was telling her that he had a couple of surgical options that he could do. But in my mind all along, when I was hearing this doctor's report, I was thinking, well, there's yet another option that you haven't considered yet, and that's to go to the master physician, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And he can come up with a remedy for your situation that will supersede anything that the doctor has told you. And we've seen God do this a number of times. So as we sat down and ate our food at McDonald's here, there are ways that you can set a miracle up so that you've got more momentum going into it. And what we did is we began telling her some testimonies of some miracle stories that we had seen God do as a result of us praying for someone's situation. And the more stories we told, the more faith came alive. And the next thing you know, it just didn't matter what the doctor told her. She knew that God was going to touch her when we prayed. And so we stood her up in the eating area of this McDonald's, and we laid hands on her back, and then her hands began to raise straight up over her head. And the lady who had brought her to the McDonald's said to us at that point she had never been able to raise her hands higher than her shoulders for several years. And right there, that was a miracle. The lady then opened her eyes, and the Holy Spirit just dropped on her, and she fell out under the power right there in McDonald's. It was amazing.
Wait. You're trying to tell me that in between eating a hamburger and french fries at McDonald's, God worked a miracle?
Yeah, it was before I even had a chance to drink my chocolate shake, you know. So, oh, boy, I'll tell you, God is so amazing. If we just give him half a chance to move, he wants to do miracles through everybody. This is not something that he wants to do just through the pastor of your local church or something, someone like that in leadership. He wants to do it through the everyday believer. That's what the end times outpouring is all about. And so I just want to encourage the listeners out there to get your hands on somebody and pray for them and just see what God will do. And if you don't know how to pray, there's a real good thing that you can pray that has amazing effects. All you have to do is, Jesus said that the kingdom of God is within you. All you have to do is pray for that person and say, I release the kingdom of God to you right now. That's all you have to pray. And I'll tell you what, God will get all over that prayer and start doing some amazing things.
So the power of God doesn't just work in church. It works at McDonald's. It works in your home. It works in your car. I mean, the power of God is unlimited. That's what I'm hearing, just unlimited.
it works everywhere. As part of God's nature, he's everywhere. So, you know, you might as well take advantage of his presence. You can step into his presence and step into his miraculous power anywhere. It's truly an amazing thing. I say that word a lot, amazing, you know, but I don't know what else to say. God is amazing, and I'm really glad that God has revealed himself and that he can do amazing things through everybody.
Well, you can use the word amazing. I use the word, I'd be like, wonderful. God is, he's just wonderful. I mean, this is, so yeah, you can use the word amazing.
Okay. Hey,
so you began to tell the testimonies of how God healed in other situations. And in doing that, you were building her faith as well as just reinforcing the faith that was also inside of you.
Exactly. And that's what testimonies do. If you get into the Hebrew, if you look up the Hebrew root of testimony, it'll say stuff like to reduplicate, to restore, things like that, to do again. And so God is actually helping to, I mean, when you tell a testimony, you're actually recreating the atmosphere that existed around that first miracle of the story that you're telling at that point, so that God can do something like that again. That's why in the Old Testament, God tells us time and time again to rehearse the testimony. And he's talking about the miracles that he performed as the Israelites came out of Egypt. And that was an amazing set of miracles. And so you're just recreating that same atmosphere that surrounded that first miracle that you're telling the testimony about, so that you can step into that miracle again.
Yes, that is. And the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So yeah. Our faith is built up, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so when you're sharing about how awesome this God is, our God is, how powerful our God is, it builds faith and it builds character. It builds strength. You know, I mean, I'm with you. God is just amazing.
Amazing. Amen.
Oh, wow. Why don't you go ahead and just pray for the listeners? There may be some that are in need of a miracle, in need of something that only God can do in their lives. When we say a miracle, that's what we mean, something that only God can do, not something that man can try to recreate. But to me, a miracle is something where only God can do it, and all he needs us to do is ask in faith and believe we receive. So go ahead, Dan.
All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every listener, especially those that are facing incredible challenges right now, where only you can give them an answer, where only you can bring them to a successful end. And I release the kingdom of God upon them right now in Jesus' name. I ask you, Father, to do the miraculous, to do the impossible. And thank you for bringing these impossible situations into a realm of possibilities for them. Thank you for causing faith to come alive, cause faith to rise up in them, cause them to grab a hold of your word that says nothing is impossible with God. And I thank you for performing your work in their lives, Lord God, and setting them free and blessing them with the blessings of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. We stand in agreement with you, and there's nothing too hard for God to do. So if you are in need of prayer or if you just need some encouragement, feel free to call here at 214-556-6239 or send me an email, and we'll put you on our prayer list, and we will stand in faith and believe God with you and for you. Dan, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, and God bless.
God bless you. Hey, this is Cheryl. You're listening to the Cheryl Boggs Show, Resting in His Word, and I'll be right back.